Okay, so about what you do when you like a guy and you're not sure about his feelings for you, I feel like it depends on your level of knowledge and friendship of the guy. If the guy is someone you're really close to, you guys are really friends, you can let him know. Well, you use wisdom, sha, and just let him know that you like him. What does he think about you? Does he like you? Just use sense and wisdom to know where you stand, so that you know whether you should continue your likeness or you should carry your likeness and give another person. But I believe that conversation, that honest conversation, has to be had. At that point, both of you know that, okay, you like me, I like you. I don't like you, I don't like you. Okay, I like you, but I want to date you. Okay, I like you, but I want us to be just friends. Okay, I like you, but let's just see how it goes. That conversation where you people are open and clear about your feelings and what you want to do about your feelings is very important. But you have to be wise to know when to do it. You cannot just be doing that kind of thing with a guy you barely know. So you have to like build the friendship first. I always tell people to start from friendship. When you guys are friends, it will be easy to open up and you guys will just banter about it. And you guys banter about it, but the discussion will still be had. And at that point, you know where you stand. The person knows where they stand. Everybody knows what's really going on. There's no secrecy. You're not unsure of, oh, okay, I like this guy. I don't know how he feels about me, because you've had the conversation and you can see. That's okay. I know I like him. I know he likes me, but we are waiting to date, so we're growing the friendship. Or I like him. I like him. He likes me, but we might never date, so we're just friends. So I'm looking at meeting other people and knowing other people. Or I like him. We like ourselves. We'll date at a time. So right now we're just friends. Everybody will try and know what they are doing with their life. So I believe that's how the person can handle liking somebody and handling their feelings for the person. Or if the person is an expressive person, the person can drop hints, the person can position themselves in such a way that the guy will get that the babe likes him. If the guy is a sharp guy, if he's a sensitive person, if he's a mature person, if he's an expressive person, he will pick up on it. And if he likes the girl, he will pick up on it and make his intentions known. If not, if she feels like all the hints she's dropping, the guy is not getting it, she can outrightly have the discussion with him tactfully, tactfully, and from there she'll be all right. At least she will know, because it's a very unsafe place to be when you don't know how someone feels about you, when you don't know how someone you like feels about you. Sure, you get. So that's my answer for the first question. So this second question: how does one have so much love to give but no one to give it to? I want to believe the person is talking about the kind of love, like that love that comes with being in a relationship. But for me, I like to see love as broader than that. You don't necessarily have to be in a relationship before you can have somebody to give love to. You can give love to your friends, you can give love to your fellow brethren in Christ, you can give love to the poor by giving to the needy, you can give love to people in your corner by preaching Jesus to them. You can give love in different ways. Like, if you know your friend's love language, you give them love by expressing love to them, how they want to be loved. But I get that the person is coming from a relationship perspective, like, oh, okay, I want to love a guy so bad, but there's nobody for me to love. I get that that's the perspective that the person is coming from. But I believe that the answer to that should be that the person should just, like, there's a way Pastor M says it, that you shouldn't be, what's that word? Like, don't waste your single years trying to look for who to love. Get busy trying to find purpose, get busy trying to do things and failing, get busy trying to enjoy your single years, get busy trying to enjoy life as a single person. And that way, the right thinking guy who knows what he's doing and who he's marrying for purpose and who knows the kind of person he wants to be in a relationship with, your purposefulness will attract him, and that way he would meet you, and then you would have the right person to give love to. Because it's one thing to have love to give, it's another thing to be giving it to the wrong person. So you have to be so busy seeking God and finding God for yourself and fulfilling purpose and just doing your thing before the right person that would be deserving of your love would come. I hope I'm making sense, yeah, but that's like my explanation for the person. It's not, you shouldn't be like looking for who to give love. Shouldn't be your focus. Your focus should be on being a loving person, doing your thing, seeking God, and the person that would love you in the right way, that you guys can love yourself in the right way, would come along and find you. Not that you are searching for the person. That's how it works, I believe. We tailor this love to Jesus by talking to him, by building intimacy with him, by getting to know him. It's just the same way when you meet somebody new and you want to build a friendship with them. You always call them or text them to talk to them. You ask them questions. You reach out to them. You are in constant communication with them. If you have questions, you ask. If you want to know anything about them, you ask, and they tell you, and you tell them things. It's the same way with Jesus. You just build a relationship with him. You nurture your devotional life. You study his word. You pray. You worship. You are in a Bible-believing church where you are constantly fed with the word. And over time, your intimacy will grow, and you'll get more comfortable growing in intimacy with him, because it's a thing of levels. It's something you grow in. But the most important thing is for you to start. Just realize that Jesus is like the ultimate. Like he's the best person you should actually love, because he's love. So I mean, who else would you love rather than one who is love himself? So yes, Jesus can give this kind of love. All you just have to do, how you can tailor this love to him. Because I mean, he first showed his love for us by dying for us while we're yet sinners. How you can reciprocate and tailor all this love? Because I mean, the void that you're feeling, that oh okay, I need a man to love me, I need to love a man, it's actually only Jesus that can fill that void. So he's the best person to love you the way you want to be loved, and he's the beautiful person to love and be loved on. It's a beautiful love relationship. The best love relationship you can have is the one you have with God your Father, Jesus Christ. So the person should just start by, if the person is not saved, the person needs to get saved. Then the person needs to grow in Christ, study the word, pray every day. That song, read your Bible, pray every day, study the word, and worship. Just anytime, any opportunity to fellowship with God, either privately or with the brethren, should not be taken for granted. So I believe I've answered the questions, ma. I hope this helps, though.